would say that took a turn, but it was more like it took a turd.
There you go.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
They're always talking about you in meetings.
Why are they always talking about me in meetings?
I don't know, man. You just keep doing stuff. And they're like, that's amazing. Employee of the month.
Ding, 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 ding,
and
ding.
If you believe that, I've got a bridge I can sell you.
Yeah. I'm actually going to get a employee of the day shirt that covers every day.
Oh,
so it'll be employee of the Friday, employee of the Tuesday.
Every day that ends in Y.
Yeah. Any day that ends in Y.
Jeez. You're like any month that has 27 to 28 days in it.
That's
right.
Like,
oh, wait, does that cover them all?
That's right.
That's interesting.
Funny. Employee of the day. All right, let's get to this. All right, today we got Fun Factory, of course. God, what else do we have? It's Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
Basically,
the weather's fantastic.
Perfect for indoor. This is the first time of the year that I considered making chili.
Oh, for
I was gonna be it's so cold. I'm like, should we just make chili? This is sucking right now.
Okay, is it just me? And am I just a lazy sack, or is there something about this weather that just completely sucks the motivation right out of you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, I went from feeling so energized when we had those 80, 90 degree days. Like I was out there living life, going to the beach, doing whatever. Now, like all
you don't do anything.
Trot. Like seriously, like I was like, great. I hope that there's some show I can binge because I don't want to do anything.
Yeah, because, it's just the weather sucks right now. I mean, it's where are we at? The end of May, and it's still feels like it's fall weather. So, but you know what? I'm not going to complain because we're going to turn around. It's going to be 110 degrees.
I know.
And we're going to be complaining about that.
The
wishing
only
we had
thing
this. So,
I will complain about
yeah
is the fact that my husband turned the air conditioner on like 2 weeks ago. And I told him,
did he really? I've had mine on, it's been hot. It's been hot.
Like, suck it up, buttercup. I'm like, open a window, put on a fan. I was like, it is May in the Midwest. You have unbelievable standards if you think that it's going to stay in these 90 and 80 degree days. And now here we are, and I'm wearing a sweater.
And I'm wearing a hoodie. Absolutely. All right, you guys can message us, by the way. It's bpscrasher@gmail.com. And then the phone number for text. We're getting a lot of texts and messages. 402-915-0962. God, I don't even know where to start. Should we start with Muffin Man? You got so many supporters that had messaged saying, we got your back. We got your back. And to the point where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to find it and I'm going to watch it. Gracie, can you hit V1? I almost called you Vivian for some reason. Today you're Vivian.
So pretty.
Fresh muffins, hot out of the oven.
My God.
Oh, do you know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man? Do you know the Muffin Man
who
lives on Drury Lane?
Woo.
Drury Lane.
Yes, I know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man. Yes, I know.
There's
yes,
another man.
The man is coming.
Oh, do you know the ice cream man?
All right,
the
I
ice
don't know
cream
this
man. The ice cream
I've
man.
This guy.
Do you know the ice cream
yeah,
man?
Yeah, I don't run it all the way through. Yeah.
How many people live on this lane that are like constantly shopping things? They're like, listen, if you're not going to buy a muffin, buy some ice cream. You can talk down the boards with some bagels.
There's a bagel man.
There's a bagel man.
After the ice cream man, I had to stop. I'm like, all right, this is enough because there's another man.
There is?
Suffered. Yes.
And they all live on Drury Lane?
They all
I feel bad for like the one person that lives on Drury Lane that doesn't, he's like a tax adjuster.
Yeah. Do you know the taxing man?
Like, I don't have a song and nobody's excited to see me. Do you know the tax man? They're like, yes.
I pulled that up, and it is an earworm. It is an earworm. I mean, that sticks in your head. And the next, you know, you'll find yourself walking by yourself, humming along the Muffin Man. Yes, exactly.
Makes you very hungry for muffins.
I know. I hear you. All right. An ice cream.
I didn't know the ice cream man was the next one. That's pretty nuts.
All right. So Quinn wanted to know what your chicken situation was. Because you had said earlier that your neighbor had gotten chickens.
Yes.
By the way, I did find out that there was when the egg prices went up, mm-hmm. I don't know if I've already spoke of this, there was a rentachicken.com. People started these rentachickens.com and they would pick it up. You keep it for like 3 months and you got to pay them like $300. I mean, it was so ridiculous. It costs more to take care of these chickens than it does just to go buy those expensive eggs.
Do these chickens have like an agent? They're like, listen, what neighborhood are you're not sending me to Drury Lane, are you? Because people are crazy.
You know the chicken man. Yeah.
It's like, so what about the chickens? Where do you think all the eggs come from for all the stuff they're making?
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody either silenced the chickens or mm-hmm. they have been rehomed because I have not
heard them. Probably rehomed.
Yeah. So I don't know if they got rehomed. I don't know if like somebody else complained.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like maybe one of those things. I don't know a lot about chicken raising. All I know is that once you get them, they're really loud.
My neighbor had them and it was up against our fence and it was back in the back, Miguel. And eventually he got rid of them because he said it's more work to take care of chickens than it is just to go to the store. And it costs more money because you're buying feed. You're constantly feeding them. And then they brought all the rodents. Remember, I was telling you that all of a sudden there's mice everywhere.
Yeah.
So because what I was thinking is that if you can't beat them, join them. Can you hit V2 for me, Gracie?
Are you hungry for a girthy cock? Hi, I'm Darvis Lingfield from Lingfield Premium Cocks. Premium girthy cocks have been in my family for generations. My grandfather had a premium girthy cock. My father had a premium girthy cock. And now I have a premium girthy cock. Are you looking for a cock? Just remember, Langfield's got the best cocks in town. And what you do with your cock is none of our business. Langfield's premium cocks.
Langfield's premium cocks.
Girthy. The girthy.
I hate that word.
My grandfather had a girthy cock. I didn't realize that chickens could be described that way. And I don't think that they're supposed to.
Those are the cocks. Those are the cocks. Mm-hmm. I figured, you know, if they got the chickens, you can get the cocks, get a couple of girthy cocks in you.
Say it a little bit more. Say it a couple more times.
Oh, yes.
You love that word.
I hate that word.
What girthy. Word do you hate?
Girthy.
Oh, I thought it was the other word.
Well, what's the other word? There's another word I hate it too, isn't it?
No, but you were just saying it a bunch of times. I thought that you were discussing. Yeah.
No, girthy. like panties. Panties, for example. I love the word panties, for example. I don't think it sounds sexy for a man to say it. But for a woman to say it, it's a little bit different.
Panties?
So if you were to go, I gotta go change my panties.
What am I, 750 years old? Excuse me. I appear to have spilled some soup in my lap and now require the changing of my panties.
Very sexy. See?
You're like, oh God.
Oh God is right.
No. Wouldn't you just say underwear?
No, this is you ladies. It's your underwear.
Yeah, underwear. I say underwear. Change your underwear.
I don't tell my people I got to change my panties.
Women don't use that word.
Yes, you do. They're panties. That's your stuff. That's what
underwear
they're called.
Underwear or foundation garments.
Oh, quit it. I know you're with your ladies talking about it. Like,
no,
hey.
I can't even think of the last time I, okay. Unless you were talking about panty liners.
What are panty liners? Now we're going down a road.
You really want to know.
Am I going to hate it that as much as girth? What is panty?
Oh, probably.
I don't have panties and I don't have liners. So I don't even know what that means.
I hope not. Let's just comfy, leave it alone. You don't need to know. That's a need to know basis. You don't need to know about that.
All right. We don't need to know. All right. So today we're going to get to Diddy update. Also, we got best news of the day. What do you have for best news of the day today, Molly?
Well, it is Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
So it is the unofficial kickoff to summer. AAA is out with their numbers and they say that people are traveling. We haven't seen this many travelers since 2005.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. 45.1 million people are going to be getting out and out of town. And
where are you going? Do they say where they're going to hit the beach? Are they flying? Flying's terrible.
Well,
right now,
that's the thing, is that flying is up about, I don't know, 2% this year. They say it's 3.61 million people will be flying. The majority of people are getting behind the wheel. There are 39.4 million people are going to be driving.
Okay.
So Memorial Day snuck up on me.
So me too as well. Yeah.
The kids mentioned something the other day about having Monday off. And I was like, what do you have Monday off for? And they were like, Memorial Day.
Yeah. Everybody has it off.
We need By to the get way, jobs so we know when we have days off.
Every day's Memorial Day.
You're like, it's Memorial Day again.
Yeah. And by the way, I do want to see our podcast. We do drop them on you Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Monday being Memorial Day means in radio land, everybody's off. So it's going to be a lot of maybe replays. It's a bunch of music. It's going to be shoved down your throat. Ours will be fresh. So if you're looking for something funny and entertainment, it's not a rerun. It's fresh. You'll get it fresh Monday and you can listen during the whole day of Memorial Day.
While you're driving.
So while you're driving, plug us in. Yeah. Good idea, Molly. When you're getting in a car and driving somewhere, we've got 27 episodes so far done of the Big Party Show podcast.
That's so cool.
Binge the whole thing. Laugh all your way to wherever you're going.
Where are we going? Hopefully someplace fun.
Someplace really fun.
Well, but so since it is getting to be road trip season, I wanted to give a special shout out to all the passenger princesses out there.
What is a passenger princess?
I am one of. Well, according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, it's a slang term for the passenger, a woman driven around by someone else.
Oh, really?
The passenger princess is usually the person who's curled up in the passenger seat with taking over. I can't even tell you how many of the drink cups.
Yes.
And usually has a blanket, maybe a pillow, a book, but also an audio book, you know, all of the lotions and potions that they could possibly need. And then when they turn to you and say, well, how long is the drive? And you say, it's like 5 hours. She goes, that's not bad. And then proceeds to like fall asleep.
God, why is that?
Because
it's true. Men tend to drive. You know,
yeah. Well,
the other day, Wylene was driving, and I asked if I can sit in the back. You should have seen the look on her face. Oh boy!
You're like, I'm not an Uber. Why was she driving and you weren't?
Because sometimes we drive. She drives one car, I drive the other. Because of the seat situation, her being so tiny, it's more work to move everything back and forth. It just depends on who wants to drive. I mean, I drive the truck. She drives the 4Runner. She's the passenger princess in the 4Runner.
Peter.
But on road trips, I always drive.
Okay.
Always drive. I prefer it. I don't know why, but I do.
Peter hates the way I drive. So whenever we're in the car together, he has to drive. Because otherwise.
Just because you're honking at everyone, right?
And yeah, I'm a rude driver. Like, I'm not the nicest person behind the wheel. Though I'm much more pleasant than he is.
Oh, really? Okay.
And so he prefers to drive when it's the two of us. But I think it's so – we have different opinions on how to be a good passenger. So for me, when I drive, I don't need conversation. I'm either listening to like a podcast like ours or music or an audiobook. He wants to like
– Talk. So he wants to have a relationship.
It's so exhausting.
He wants to get to know you a little bit, Molly.
We've been together for almost 20 years. I think he knows
the audience
me
right here. The princess, the what is it? The drive, what is it called
passenger
again?
Passenger princess.
Passenger princess. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, just I want to read my magazine in peace. I want to nap on and off. I want to sip on my Starbucks. I want to, you know who really has passenger princess down?
Who?
It's my son. He is really? A passenger prince. You should see when we go on road trips. He's got the seat almost all the way reclined. He brings a pillow.
He's got everything.
Seriously. Like I look back there and I was like, are you comfortable? I'm just worried that you're not comfortable enough. Yeah. I can't wait till the kids are old enough that they can sit in the front seat and be antagonized by their dad into conversation.
Oh my God. You haven't done that yet? You
no,
haven't
they're said not front seat drivers sit up front? Yet.
Not, why not? How old do you have to be? Is this a law thing or just a parent thing?
It's kind of a parent thing. They're safer in the back seat.
All right.
And it's funny. They get in and they automatically get in the back seat. I don't even know what I would do if one of them got in the front seat. Like, I think it would
probably
like,
startle
me.
Aren't you supposed to say dibsies or what do you say when you want the
shotgun?
When you're battling? Shotgun. Shotgun.
I always so look stupid. Like an Uber driver because they're there in the back do. Seat and I'm in the front seat.
Okay.
He's old enough. He's in high school. I mean, keep in mind, he could take driver's ed this summer.
What, and he's does he
maybe
drive?
Sat in the front seat like five times.
Oh boy. Can he even see over the steering wheel?
Maybe.
You're going to have to get a booster
seat. He's a little guy.
He is
definitely, I mean, he is a tiny tot.
Okay, so another one of the viral, they're calling it a viral travel word. All right, we've heard of raw dogging, right?
I hate that, but yes.
And that's what's raw dogging when your legs are spread wide open?
No, that's the one where, no, raw dogging is the one where you sit on a flight and you don't do anything. You just sit in silence. You don't eat anything. You don't drink anything. You're not on a device. You don't read. You just stare.
You freaks. What is barebacking?
What is barebacking? I don't know where you're getting these terms.
I'm not talking about the sex move.
What?
Barebacking is when you don't use a protection. That's what it's bareback. I don't know what it is in travel.
This is
man.
A terrible, terrible. The content on this show
is awesome.
Going to be just
awesome.
Really flagged today.
Bear beating.
That's
bear
different.
Beating. That's the new big thing right
okay,
now.
So not barebacking, which you were trying to make a thing.
No, I was not. It's called bear beating. Basically, what it is people aren't using their earbuds. And they're just, you know, you see them on the phone and stuff like that. But now they're just playing their music whenever they travel anywhere and they're in the airport or on the subway. They're just so selfish that they play their music and whatever just out loud. That's called barebacking. And I think there's some cities that want to, on subways and stuff like that, they want to fine those people.
They
Isn't that
do
crazy?
Get fines.
They should get fined.
I mean,
fined.
In Chicago, you can't play music.
Okay. Maybe that's one of the places.
I mean, New York, there's a lot of places that you can't. Play music. Are you kidding me? Do you know what kind of chaos it would be if everybody was playing their music?
I know. Jeez. I can't even handle it when people are on their phone with the speaker on.
You're really not supposed to be on your phone either.
You shouldn't be on your phone in public like that.
I mean, the thing that saves you on the subway is you can't get a signal. You're underground. But in Chicago, you know, when you're on the elevated train, then
you're
not
underground.
What's terrible now is that people have those AirPods, so it just looks like you're sitting in a car with a crazy person.
Yeah,
because they're like ha 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 laughing.
I need
but
to know.
Keep
what
in mind, there are a lot of unsettling people that take public transportation, so you're kind of like, are you laughing to yourself or with someone? Uh-huh. God, I hope it's with somebody.
It's weird. Gen Z barebacking.
Are you looking this
it
up
says
in
when
real
you- It says when younger commuters sit and stare at their fellow riders rather than read a book. That's barebacking. What is raw dogging? I thought that's raw dogging. Maybe it's the same thing. They're just calling it different things.
Did you like just learn spreading. This thing like 2 seconds ago? You're like, I did zero research, but I am going to sound very expertorial about this.
No, that's what it is. So that's what it is, and that's what you're getting. So
far
right, so
we've
what's...
covered raw dogging, barebacking, and bear. What's the other one?
It's bear beating is what they're calling
bear beating.
It. Bear beating.
And
I thought it was weird
what,
too.
The only one that you've known of those three is barebacking, which is disgusting. The fact that of those three, and one of them was a topic that you brought up to talk about, and it wasn't the one that you knew about.
Raw dogging would be the same thing in the sex world. as barebacking. Raw dogging, barebacking. There you go. Sex ed right here on the Big Party Show.
Don't take any advice from this man.
All right. Do we have anything about Diddy?
So
I do have audio of P. Diddy. I do have some audio from one of the freak offs. Are you ready?
Not really, but okay. I don't understand what they're saying.
Oil me up. You don't understand that?
No. Now I hear it. Grace, did you hear it the first time? No, see, I'm not alone. You're just looking for it. You're a dirty bird today. Seriously, did you just come in and you're like, I got all sorts of freaky stuff to say.
Oil me up. Oil me up. You're kidding, Molly.
Are you though?
That's the new intro to the Diddy update.
Oil me up.
Oh. Don't say that so fast.
This is a very serious trial.
Next time, say it slower, please. Don't go oil me up. Go oil me up.
Not doing that for you.
Okay.
You've upset the cat now. Murray's screaming.
Oh, Murray. Right, what's the latest with Diddy?
So, Diddy. Kid Cudi is on the stand Thursday, and it all has to do with the fact that he was dating Cassie Ventura, and then Diddy found out, and all sorts of crazy things started happening to Kid Cudi's stuff. Like somebody broke into his house, somebody Molotov cocktailed his Porsche.
Is that what they meant by blow up? Because I heard that Diddy was so upset, he got somebody to try to blow up his car.
Yeah, but Diddy's like, wasn't me. It's like, oh, yeah, this is just coincidence that all of a sudden now you want to, I'm on your radar.
I did feel sorry for her mom. I was glad that the defendants didn't cross-examine her.
You'd have to be an absolute jerk face.
Oh, my God.
To like,
I hear you. I was so worried about that poor woman. She put up her house, she got a second mortgage or something for $20,000 just to pay him off. What a jerk. And then he gave it back to her.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would hope so.
He gave it back to her because I'm sure he's like, why did I do that? That was stupid. But anyway, all right. So you got that going on.
And then one of his former assistants can attest to the fact that there was some violence. He talks about the Apple incident.
What is the Apple incident?
It was a woman. It was not Cassie Ventura, but it was another woman who Diddy got upset with and was throwing either decorative or green apples at this woman, like chucking them at her. Not like, like whack.
Really?
And she was like putting her arms up to defend herself. And then he also talked about two different times that Diddy got aggressive and violent and physical with Cassie. One of them was on a private jet.
Okay.
And that she actually sucks. At one point said, is nobody going to do anything about this? And so, So he's nobody stepped in. He's like, myself included. At first, he wasn't going to testify because he's like, I'm not going to incriminate myself. And so the judge gave him, that immunity on account of the fact that they want his testimony just to all these things that are going on. Apparently, that's the reason why this assistant quit the job. He said he would work anywhere from 80 to 100 hours a week.
Jeez, cleaning up and fixing things.
He said his big thing was he would clean up hotel rooms after Diddy left because they didn't trust the hotel staff not to try to like extort, which given the stuff that he was cleaning up, understood that you would not want to leave that to strangers who could be like, why is there all this baby oil and what is this weird substance? And
why is there so much baby oil all over the place?
This place is a mess. You're like, why does he check in and he's got like rain tarps? Like if they're going to paint in there.
I know why. Oil me up.
Sack.
Wow. What a grimy. I can't, what do we have? This is week two, and they got 8 weeks, and it's eight-week trial. So we got six more weeks. This is only going to get even grimier eventually we're gonna they're gonna step past all this girlfriend stuff, and then they're really gonna get into the ditty. Into the ditty.
Well, the prosecution still has a few. I mean, they probably have at least 2 more weeks worth of witnesses, and then it'll switch over to the defense. So then that things will change up then, because it'll be all the people talking about what a great guy he is and how misunderstood he is and how these are just consenting adults that are having fun with sex. You're like, doesn't sound
for
like
days.
Fun for days with
days
IV drips in. To keep them hydrated.
Oh my God. So much darkness there, isn't it? So much darkness.
That's why I just want to hide and be a passenger princess for the rest of the summer.
Do.
I don't want to know anything more about this trial. I just want to sit, sip on my strawberry refresher, drink some
and
of my
enjoy
liquid
yourself.
IV.
Liquid IV. Mm-hmm. We got so many messages on liquid IV.
Yes.
So many. Even someone wanted me to describe the crab walk, and I think you described it well, where your butt is clenched and you're just trying to, we need to rename it.
This show is seriously.
It's all right, Molly. It is what it is. This is the show. You act like you've just never been on a show before.
No, I have been.
But yeah, we got a lot of emails regarding that. Yeah, and then also the Muffin Man, but anyway.
Yes. So there was one woman who wrote to us about a different brand of liquid IV, and she was talking about all the different flavors. And one of the flavors, it was like grapefruit, watermelon. I was like, oh, that's what sounds good. And then it was chocolate. And I was like,
what is the chocolate thing?
I don't know, but I don't think I would enjoy a chocolate liquid IV. It doesn't sound appetizing.
It is kind of interesting, though, how many people are on these different types of, you know, rehydrators.
Yes. Electrolytes and all of that kind of stuff. It makes it, you know, a lot of people don't drink as much water as they're supposed to.
Yeah.
And it's a crazy thing to think about. I mean, it's like, how much water have you had today? Like, I haven't even had a glass of water yet.
I had one bottle today, actually. No, two. I had 2 bottles of water today. But that's a lot before noon.
I have had coffee.
Okay.
I have had iced tea. I've had almond milk. But I have yet to have water.
So you're drinking stuff.
I know, but you got to drink water. I mean, like, water's just like, you got to have it.
Coffee, water, and margarita. That's my deal today so far.
Are you sipping on a margarita now?
Uh-huh.
What flavor?
It's just a regular margarita.
That Cayman Jacks that you like?
No, this is a different one. This is how bad it is. It's one of those pre-mixed.
Uh-huh.
From Costco.
I know the kind you're talking about. They come in those big bottles.
Oh, they're good.
Like they come in like those 2-liter bottles.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
They're very good.
Yeah, they've got a couple of
add,
ones.
Then I add stuff to it.
You add more tequila?
Yeah, just a little bit more.
It's not strong enough for you?
Not strong enough. No, why drink 10 when you can drink 3? See, I get it. See what I mean?
No.
Why drink 10 margaritas when you can strengthen them up and just have 3?
Why do you need 10 margaritas? Like, why couldn't just 3 regular margaritas cut it? I guess that's my question. Why is it 3 extra strength margaritas or 10? Jeez, are you able to make a fist tomorrow?
That's why I do it. If I drank 10, like, I wouldn't be able to squeeze. It'd be like, ugh.
I wouldn't be able to get the bottle open again.
No, not at all. So anyway, that's drink more water, people, is what we're trying to say. I mean, the reason why I'm saying that a lot of people are on these liquid IVs is I feel like we're such a drinking nation now, because then that's what we do, is we just, you know, it's nice. It goes into water. My only thing about that liquid IV thing is the sugar. It is so much sugar in there.
That's why I do the sugar thing. Free. You obviously can't do the sugar-free one.
I can't do the sugar-free. Yeah.
I mean, it's right up there.
I don't want to change
other
my panties.
That we talk about. You're like, I need a panty liner.
I need some boxer liner is what I need. I'm guessing that's what panty liners are for, right? I'm going to look it up later.
You will. You're going to be terrified. You're going to get flagged.
Okay.
You're like, I don't want to know.
All right. Do you want to get into the fun factory yet?
Yes,
or what do
please.
You think? All right, so here's a fun factory. Basically, I just pick out videos, and then I spend too much time doing it. And so, and my algorithm is so weird that it just works out perfect. And these are all videos that Molly or Gracie have not seen. So the facial reactions alone, if you're watching, is even more fun. So again, a lot of people that listen to this podcast, they listen in the morning or whenever, but then they catch it later in the afternoon. But I try to make it vocally friendly for the Apple podcast as well. But if you just want to watch it, you can also jump on our YouTube channel. It's Heard That One. That's easy. All right, let's get down to business.
Oh, boy.
All right, so there's a new fashion trend for men. It's a new fashion trend, but there's a new fashion item for men. Go ahead, F1 for me, Gracie, please.
Potty pant is essentially a pair of pants with a zipper sewn into the rear in addition to the front. This allows you to have the choice of how you want to use the bathroom. There is nothing worse than being caught in a compromising position.
I love
Some
burritos.
Men don't really have the option shirt. To just put it off, and they have to go immediately. I know it's a strange concept at first, but once you get past that, it's so freeing not having to worry about where to go number two.
I love that they zip from the back to the front. I can go to the bathroom anywhere without having to compromise my body. It's so empowering. There's not always a bathroom available, but now it doesn't matter where I'm at. I go on my terms.
Father happens to be very handy with the sewing machine and was very supportive of the potty pant concept. He really helped bring the project to life. After going over a couple prototypes, we found the perfect design. I couldn't have done it without him. So now we can offer men another way to explore more freely and see new destinations without being inhibited by number two. The potty pants.
Drop
freedom
pants.
And empowerment for men.
Oh my God. I love his shirt. I heart burritos.
So sick.
Talking about this that's a Shark Tank item.
This makes me think of the video that you showed us earlier in the week where it was the Amazon driver who was making
Amazon
extra
driver.
Deliveries in the form of going to the bathroom at certain people's houses. I mean, maybe they had the potty pants and they were like, listen.
Oh, she was pulling down. But anyway.
You don't know.
Potty pants. Now on Shark Tank. I can't wait for that. All right. So this next one, we're doing Fun Factory, by the way. It's there's actually somebody for everybody. I originally called this if Gracie and Molly were single. Can you hit F2 for me, please?
Hello. My name is Debbie. This is my first attempt. At a eHarmony video. My first time at online dating. So I'm nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. So I'm just gonna start talking about what I like and hope I get some replies.
The music is very off-putting.
So I am a recent MBA grad from Villanova.
Okay.
I love cats. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. I love cats. I love every kind of cat. Sorry, I really love cats. And I just want to hug all of them, but I can't, because that's crazy. I can't hug every cat. But I just want to. I want to. I'm sorry. Anytime I hear cat, I love cats.
How many responses do you think she got? Right? So many. So many, because you figure the crazy's just already out there. You know what you're getting. There's no like behind that closed door. You're wondering what she's harboring. Like,
oh my God.
The crazy's in there somewhere. And she's like, no, it's not in here. It's right here in front of you. Welcome to it. I think it would be refreshing to meet somebody where they're at and get to see the real unvarnished them.
That's why I said there's somebody for everybody, you know, because there's going to be somebody that can relate to that and wants that. I don't know.
Every lid finds a pot.
That's right. All right. Parenting just got easier. Can you hit F3 for me, Gracie?
Mom, can I have a popsicle?
No, honey, you'll spoil
your...
Hey, parents, tired of those out-of-control kids throwing embarrassing tantrums wherever they go? At the grocery store, on the playground, even at the dinner table. You've had it with parenting, but wait, there is a solution. Introducing Naptime, the latest, most effective tool for child tantrum prevention. It's simple. Just douse a rag with our patented Sleepy Time formula, place it over your child's cry hole, press and hold gently for 8 to 12 seconds, and presto, no more tantrum.
I was beginning to think adoption was the only way out. Then a friend of mine introduced me to Naptime. It's never been so quiet around here.
The secret lies in Naptime's revolutionary fast asleep formula. Developed by military-trained scientist doctors from NASA, Naptime's powerful molecules rush to the child's brain on contact, gently inducing instant tranquility.
This is chloroform.
I was going to say...
Doctor,
this is chloroform.
Woo!
Hey, man.
I don't have kids. I don't know what it's like, but I'm sure a product like that would go very far. I don't know.
It's wild. You just try different approaches. You know, there's some where you mm-hmm. see parents and they're like, "Listen, Mike, let's talk about your feelings. They're obviously feeling really big right now." And
you say that to your kids?
Some people have those conversations where they're like, "You're feeling some really big feelings right now." Other people ignore, like you're screaming and they're just like, "I'm living my own life." Just tune it out. Just keep walking because they're doing
it. I guess when you're a parent and you have a baby and it cries, you learn to tune stuff out pretty good. Right? I don't know.
So babies don't cry for attention. Babies cry because they actually need something.
Okay, because they can't talky talk. Well, babies I'm learning
cry
stuff
because
today.
Their panties are wet.
They don't. Babies don't wear panties.
Diaper panties.
They do wear liners. Of some sort.
They're called diapers.
All right.
You're wearing one right now.
Here we go. Here's the next one. This is what I call deep thoughts with this dude. Can you hit F4 for me?
I still don't understand why 11 can't be 1-1. We got 22, 33, 44, 55, but 11 can't be 1-1. That really pisses me off.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong at all.
I never thought about 1-1. It sounds better than 11, too.
I agree.
What He's if we just try to like make it into the... See, let me count out your change for you. That's 7, 8, 9, 10, 21.
21, 12.
22.
22.
Yes. 23.
23. Yes. Can you play that one more time for us, Gracie? Thank you.
I still don't understand why 11 can't be 1-1. We got 22, 33, 44, 55, but 11 can't be 1-1. That really pisses me off.
That really pisses me off.
We gotta really start a campaign. I could see this current administration really championing something like
oh
that.
Oh my God.
Make 1-1 happen.
Make 1-1 happen. All right, and then I don't even know what to say about this one, but it's the last.
That scares me when you're at a loss for words.
I don't even know what to say. Go ahead and hit it for me if you could. F5.
This big?
Yes,
like 8 inches. Are you kidding?
Mm-mm.
It was huge.
Did it hurt?
Like
a little bit. Uh-huh. It
took like 3 flushes to go down.
That took a spin.
I'd say that took a turn, but it was more like it took a turd.
There you go.
We're getting a live news alert right now. Oh, hell no. Please, God, make it stop. No more. Please. Oh, please. Make it stop.
That's it. Let's call it a day.
Let's flush. I think we need to do a palate cleanse after that. Do something
play
nice.
Play it one more time. Just one more time. No. What a weird. One more time.
This big?
Yes.
Like 8 inches.
Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm. It was huge.
Did it hurt?
Like a little bit. Uh-huh. It took like 3 flushes to go down.
God. Now you understand why I didn't know how to describe that one. There you go. Fun factory over. Hey, we got Monday's Memorial Day deal.
Yes.
As I said, if you're traveling or anything like that, you can binge all of our stuff. You just go to Spotify, anywhere you can get your podcast. All right. Apple Podcasts seems to be the most popular one to find us. Also, you can watch stuff on the Heard at One Network YouTube channel as well. All of that's on there. And plus, there's a lot of shorts as well. That'll get you through your drive, you little... A little passenger princess.
I think we should have a different, like maybe cocktails on Monday. I mean, it is a holiday.
I already have. Yeah, I mean, it's Friday.
I mean, like, for me, yes. Okay. You, it's like,
does it end in Y? I know. Today I'm wife of the party.
Are you? Are you the wife of the party?
I'm the wife of the party today. Be safe this weekend.
Yes.
That's for sure. But yeah, cocktails for Memorial Day. Why not? You know what we'll do? Cocktails and food.
Okay.
What are you going to eat?
Granola.
Okay.
Nothing says Memorial Day like granola, obviously. Granola. Seriously, fire up those grills, people. Let's get that granola on the fire. Obviously, it's like most standard fare. 4th of July, Labor Day.
Oh, all the holidays.
Memorial Day, they're all like, who brought the granola? Oh, don't tell me Mike did. His granola is weird.
I'll eat a hot dog. I'll just sit here and eat a hot dog through the whole broadcast.
How do we know that it's a special occasion if you're just sitting eating a hot dog?
I guess you're right. I did have a hot dog for breakfast.
Right? Breakfast dog.
I can eat corn on the cob.
Oh, that's just messy. I don't think that would fall into the category.
Figure out something you want to eat. Figure out something you want to eat.
I'm going to eat something loud. I'm going to eat something so loud. Make it
please
crunch.
Eat chips.
I'm going to eat chips and go.
I'm going to eat some good stuff.
Something soft. Right.
Something soft. Like baked beans.
Ooh, Memorial Day soup.
Ooh, yummy.
It's a great palate cleanse after the granola that we all choked down.
Yeah, right after the, I don't even know. But all right, we're going to get out of here. Make sure you tell the world that this is what we do. And this is where you find a big party show. Thank you for supporting. Thanks for all the messages and reaching out about everything.
Love all the emails.
Definitely not afraid. Like I said, it's full transparency. So if it's like, you have anything, any take, anything like that, we'll take it for sure. And we'll share the message as well. And we just appreciate all your support, because if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be. We definitely wouldn't be here. And this is, in fact, the 28th episode.
Woohoo!
28. We've lasted that long without a sponsor. Come on already.
Please.
Thank you, Super Gracie. Thank you. All right. We'll see you guys Memorial Day, Monday morning. Mm-hmm. Have a safe weekend and do yourself good.
Squirrel and my bro, big party show. Breast will enlarge, big party show. The radio is on. While I'm sitting on the jump. America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know. Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.
A Hood at Media Production.